Kings play here.
Welcome to Kings Talk.
Heard after every Kings game in Southern California.
Call in with your questions and comments about the Kings in the NHL at 877-KINGS-20. Right here on the Kings iHeart Audio Network.
That's 877-KINGS-20.
Kings Talk begins now.
Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans back here in the broadcast booth at Crypto.com Arena. There will be a seventh game. The Edmonton Oilers spoil the party as they come in and defeat the Kings by a score of 4-2. They led 2-0. They got a goal early in the game. Connor McDavid on a wraparound at 1:40. That made it 1-0. They got a goal early in the second at 1:50. Kane, his goal was on a deflection, his sixth of the playoffs. Then the Kings came back, finally got a power play goal. Durzi made it 2-1. Grundstrom early in the third tied it. But the game winner, Barry, at 14:50 from the Gold Dust Twins, Draisaitl and McDavid, and then the empty net goal by Kane with a minute left to play. 877-KINGS-20. Give us a call. We'll talk some playoff hockey. Again, game seven will be Saturday in Edmonton. Start time yet to be determined. We'll have it for you right here on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network, as well as AM 1150 on Saturday night. Darrell, we mentioned it just a few moments ago, but arguably the game's best player came up huge here tonight in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, he did. He played a complete game, and he played a lot. The Kings, I thought, for the most part, did a pretty good job at containing him, but it was situations that it was basically him doing things and taking the game into his own hands, like on the back check, on the empty net goal, getting pucks where, you know, in the defensive zone, I thought the Kings tracked them a lot better. He scored that goal early in the hockey game, but guys like that, you limit them. You don't necessarily stop them, and he had such a huge impact on this game. We'll see what type of energy he's got left for the next one, but the Kings collectively as a group, they have to do a better job to get off to a better start in that game. And again, special teams in the game, even though the Kings won the special teams battle in this game, it's the timing of the goals, when you get those goals to build momentum. Kings had two chances in the first period to get on the board first, or probably not get on the board first, but to tie the game up early in that game, and they weren't able to do so.
Connor McDavid, our number one star, a goal and two assists, played 24 minutes, some good sound defensive plays, and McDavid, Darrell, now in the series. This is six games this series now, five multiple point games, 12 points, three goals, and nine assists. He is our first star. Matt Roy was solid defensively, led all defensemen a nice time with 20 minutes and 40 seconds, had an assist, his first Stanley Cup playoff point. He's our second star.
Yeah, unfortunately there, at the end of the game, he had the chance to push the puck ahead, but he was pressured there along the boards. But I thought Matt Roy did a good job in defending, moving pucks out of the defensive zone. Just a nice, calming presence back there in the blue line. And, congratulations to him on his first playoff point, just on a real nice play there as he was able to find the puck, get it to Grundstrom early in the third period to get things tied up and give the Kings a chance and bring the building into a little bit of life with a chance to win it and seal the deal.
And the third star, and he's been good in this series, now with a team-high seven goals, Evander Kane, two goals and an assist tonight.
Yeah, Evander Kane was real solid. Again, he gets his shots. He's a big, strong guy. He gets a lot of shots on goal through the course of the game, muscling his way. And he's doing a better job at controlling his emotions out there, not getting caught up. He's kind of teetering on the line a little bit, but had an impact on this game as well as the other ones that the Oilers have won in the series.
So Connor McDavid, star number one, 3 points. Matt Roy, star number two of the Kings, an assist and over 20 minutes of ice. And Evander Kane, a three-point effort, two goals and an assist. 4-2, the Oilers win it. And game seven again will be Saturday in Alberta. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get to the calls. 4-2 Edmonton in game six, series tied at three. We'll be right back.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Oh, here's my key.
Wow, I see you got a new Toyota.
I did.
Looks great. I heard new vehicles are hard to come by.
Actually, my Toyota dealer made it super easy. I just told him what I wanted. They said they'd take care of it. Before I knew it, I got the call, and here I am.
That easy, huh?
Yep. So, you'll take good care of it?
Front row.
New vehicles are arriving daily at your Toyota dealer, like the Toyota Camry or the Camry Hybrid Electric with its incredible driving range. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Did you know that Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings? That's right. But did you also know that Crypto.com is the world's fastest growing crypto app with over 10 million users worldwide? You heard that right. Over 10 million users worldwide. Now, with the Crypto.com app, you can easily buy and sell more than 200 cryptocurrencies at true cost, only with the Crypto.com app. Be sure to download it now on the App Store or Google Play. Once again, that's the Crypto.com app.
The LA Kings play here.
They score!
Bally Sports West. Don't miss any of the action as Andrei Kopitar and company take on the rest of the league.
Kopitar to win it! He scores!
And if you're on the road, don't miss a beat. Watch the game from anywhere with the Bally Sports app.
The Kings win it in overtime!
Bally Sports West, the home for LA Kings hockey.
You're listening to Kings Talk right here on the Kings iHeart Audio Network. Call in now with your questions and comments at 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20.
All right, the Oilers have forced a seventh game with a win here 4-2 tonight. Let's get you a trivia question. We're going to give you the same question we gave you the other night in Edmonton, and the reason is we didn't have a winner, obviously, but I never gave you the right answer. So, if you were listening, you've had 2 days to research. Here's the question. Who was the first person to appear in 100 or more Stanley Cup playoff games as both a player and then later on as a coach? First person to appear in 100 or more Stanley Cup playoff games as both a player and a coach. 877-KINGS-20. Daryl, we talked about the starts of games in this series, and the consensus, as we were listening to and reading information from people on the Oilers side, was that the Kings have had the better starts game after game. Even in those two blowout losses in games 2 and 3, Kings had good starts the first 5, 8, 10 minutes of the first period. Wound up losing big, obviously. But tonight, not necessarily where the Oilers were dominating, but they were really shutting down the Kings. The Kings had very few good looks in that first period.
Yeah, very few good looks, and the Oilers did get the goal under a couple of minutes into the contest, but the Kings just didn't have that jump. They won the opening faceoff, but weren't able to get the pucks in deep. They had a couple of pucks towards the net from the perimeter, and again, that's where there's a lot of deception in, you know, in putting the puck at the net. You're not in control of the hockey game. It's the quality of the chances in that first period. We've talked about it. Connor McDavid, he had 5 shots on goal in the first 20 minutes. He just came out there and he set the tone. And the Kings had an opportunity with 2 power plays in the first period that not only they didn't score, but they didn't get any momentum coming out of those power plays. And the Oilers, penalty killers, they built some momentum for their hockey club. And that just really stabilized things. The Kings just weren't on top of their game. The Oilers were the better team in this game, even though the Kings did battle back and tie at 2 in the third period. The Oilers were the team that outplayed the Kings for the most part, and they got the win for us in Game 7.
Shots on goal were 37 Edmonton and 32 LA. And in this series, I'm just looking at the previous games, the only time a team has not had at least 30 shots was the other night, Game 5. The Kings outshot the Oilers 43-28. Kings outshot 15-12 in the first period, but again, not a lot of great looks, even though they had 2 power plays. Second period, 13-8, advantage Edmonton. Kings, a slight advantage in the third at 12-9. Again, same goaltenders we've seen every game. The starters, Quick and Smith, and they'll square off, I'm sure, for Game 7. The Kings had Lazat playing with Athanasiou and Brown tonight. That was a little tweak. Lemieux played down with Kupari and Kaliev, three of the youngsters in the Kings lineup, Lazat, Kupari, and Kaliev on the lines 3 and 4. Kopitar again played with Iafallo and Kempe, and then Moore with Danault and Grundstrom. Grundstrom with a goal, his third of these playoffs. He had a two-goal game in Game 4, the 4-0 shutout win over Edmonton. Jonathan Quick in goal, of course. All right, let's go to the phones. 877-KINGS-20. Let's start with Kyle in Reseda tonight. Hi, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, Nick. Hey, Daryl. Round two. I talked to you guys the other night. So yep. It was a tough loss tonight, but, Connor McDavid had a good game overall. Whoever scores first wins, I guess, right in this.
Yeah, you're right on there, and the team and every team has had a lead. Every team that's won has led at one point by two goals in those games. So that holds true to form. So, yeah, we'll see if trends continue or are stopped in Game 7.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Kings have that experience where, of course, in 2012 and 14, there were these, the Kings were 8 seed going in 2012, 2014, we go seven games. So there's all that experience, even without Doughty. You have Jonathan Quick, you have Andre Kopitar to lead these young kids who have never played playoff games until now to win the victory in Edmonton, and that's that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, the Kings do have a lot of young players that have been in this series without any previous playoff experience. So when you're talking about playoff experience, just between these two teams this year, Edmonton would have the edge. But the Kings obviously have held their own. I mean, number one, a lot of people never picked the Kings to win the series, and probably more figured no way they're going to get to seven games. So and we all know, if we've watched this team all season long, Kings are a good road team. They had a better road team, better road record than they did at home. So Kings aren't worried. They just have to go there and play a little bit better and hope that McDavid is not McDavid like he was tonight.
Yeah, and the Kings, in order to win Game 7, they've got to do as they've done in the victories that they've had this year, and they've got to check to win. The Kings didn't move the puck clean. They didn't create any chances in the first half of the hockey game, and you can't afford to allow the other team, especially a team that has got their backs up against the wall, that luxury to be able to be on the attack and not challenge them. In the first period, the Kings did not get a puck to the net from inside the faceoff dots or inside the top of the circles. Everything was from the perimeter. They're making the game real easy for the goaltender, Mike Smith. When the Kings get into the hard areas there, the high-scoring areas, then Mike Smith numbers go way down. The Kings are able to find a way to put the puck in the net, and that's something they're going to have to do in Game 7. They get back to the starts that they've had in the first five games of the series. The Kings will be in a good spot and find themselves probably happy at the end of the night.
Kyle, do you want a chance to win some Popcornopolis?
Yeah, you're going to give me a stab at the question again that you gave me the other night, and I got it wrong.
But oh, you did?
I wanted to know if, you don't remember, but.
You guessed Larry Robinson, right?
No, I did not. I was the first guy. I guessed Bowman and Quinville. I said Bowman.
Oh, yeah, you, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Okay.
But can you give me a couple of options? This is a quirky one, so.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, so I'm going to take this one out here. Give me 1 second here. I want to make it fair for everybody since you've already
guessed. Should we do a new question?
No, I won't do that. I feel like giving away some popcorn tonight. So let's see. Oh. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Here are your choices.
My wife loves the Kings and popcorn, so let's go.
Okay, here are your choices, okay? Joel Quenneville, Jacques Lemaire, Lindy Ruff, or Daryl Sutter?
Man, this is like a trick question because I want to say who I want to say. Okay, so it's not Quenneville. I said that to you guys the other night, and that wasn't the answer. So you said Lemaire, Daryl Sutter,
Lindy
or
Ruff,
the other?
Lindy Ruff, Joel Quenneville.
Or Daryl Sutter, okay.
Five seconds. Four.
Daryl Sutter.
Daryl Sutter. Incorrect. Good guess.
Yeah.
You're coming close.
Bummer.
Maybe if we don't get a winner tonight, you can call Saturday from when we're in Edmonton. We'll give you another stab. We'll whittle it down to one.
If we don't. Give me hockey player questions all day. But I love you guys very much. So,
we love you too, Kyle. Know. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the playoffs. 877-KINGS-20. Let's go to Colby coming home from the game. Hi, Colby. Welcome to Kings Talk tonight.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. What's up?
Yeah, you know, we're at the game, Section 215. Thought the Kings did pretty well. You know, had some tough time getting the pucks in, kind of fumbling it around in the neutral zone. Do want to say the arena, formerly known as Staples, was buzzing, hoping for a win in Game 7.
Well, Game 7 is going to be a big one. This is the excitement that you play for through the course of a series, and it's a chess match out there. You make adjustments from game to game, and, you know, the coaches, they can say all they want now. They can try all the different little X's and O's. It's a matter of the players on the ice, the will to win, going out there and executing the game. And in order for the Kings to do that, they've got to play clean hockey, move the puck clean. They've got to check to win, and they've got to come out of the gate with the same mindset they did in the first five games of the series. If they do that, they give themselves a fair chance.
Agreed, and I think the Kings did a good job of locking up McDavid and Draisaitl. Other than McDavid's goal in the first, I thought they did a pretty good job throughout the game.
Yeah, well, McDavid was really good tonight, but it's tough to contain him. You talk to anybody, he's so quick, so fast. His skill level is off the charts. He does everything at warp speed, and he was. To me, he was the difference in the game, Connor McDavid. Yeah. Colby.
Kind of reminds me of myself dangling in peewees.
Oh, yeah, there you were good. I remember. You were good. Yeah, you were on your game. What happened? Colby.
Bum knee and Junior B.
There you go. Okay, too bad. All right, here's a question. If you want to win some popcorn, you ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Who was the first person to appear in 100 or more Stanley Cup playoff games as both a player and then as a coach? Here are the nominees. Jacques Lemaire, Joel Quenneville, Lindy Ruff, Daryl Sutter, or Larry Robinson?
Let's go with Sutter.
Sutter, incorrect. Thanks for the call, Colby. Appreciate it. Enjoy the playoffs. All right, let's go to Cypress Park. Hello, Cypress Park. I'm not sure what your first name is. Does it start with E-V-E-R?
Correct.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I mean, my biggest fear throughout the postseason was that the whole system with special teams was going to affect us, and obviously it has. What I want to know is, I think, you know, all of us have an opinion on it, but I want to know how, as analysts, how can we justify keeping Marco Sturm next season?
Well, you're talking about, you're assuming Marco Sturm is responsible for the success or failure of the power play.
Correct.
Okay, you're incorrect. It's a three-headed monster there. All three coaches put input into just about every facet of the Kings' play. Todd McClellan, Marco Sturm, Trent Yawney. Trent does work with the defense, Marco with the forwards. But if you go to a practice and the Kings are working on the power play, the coach that's out there instructing is Todd McClellan. And Todd and any head coach in the NHL will tell you, hey, it's on me. I'm the guy. And we've talked about this earlier on Kings Talk shows, not only in the playoffs, but during the regular season, it's a question of personnel. The Kings just don't have the type of personnel to have a real good power play. And you're dealt the cards that you get, and the players the Kings have right now are what they have to use. I mean, if you don't put out the guys they're putting out on the first unit, who are you going to put out that has any experience or has any previous success? So, yeah, you can't blame one coach. And Todd McClellan would tell you, and most head coaches would tell you, hey, it's on me first. I'm the guy. I'm the big guy here. So,
Yeah. I mean, We need better play.
Moving forward, the whole organization knows this. It knows the power play is bad, okay? The only way it's going to get better is if some of these young kids get better next year or they go out and get people that are good on the power play. I mean, they don't have a McCarr. They don't have a McKinnon. They don't have a McDavid. They don't have a Draisaitl. And they don't have a Matthews or a Marner on the Toronto. They don't have these type of players. I mean, these are elite players, and part of the reason why they're elite is because they make it happen regularly when they have a power play. So until that happens, you know, let's not get all, you know, upset and blame people, because it is what it is.
No, that's true. But my biggest thing is that throughout the year, we've seen that it hasn't worked. I get that this year is one of those where we see who's going to make the team, who's going to go, who's going to, you know, need more development. But in terms of how we can make it happen, why are we still playing the same system that we have throughout the whole year? We have glimpses of hope. We have glimpses of talent. But it almost seems like we're almost scared to actually go for it, actually go for the shots, actually go for, you know, that extra oomph that takes us and makes us better. Do you think it's just maybe we're kind of being a little bit reserved in hope for the offseason?
No. I mean, if the Kings had won tonight and won the series, would you be telling me this?
Yes.
You would be. Okay, so you're not happy with the progress the Kings are making because obviously the team has made progress this year. And they're to a point in this series where a lot of people didn't expect them to be. So, you know, we could talk about nitpicking this and the power play, that and that. The bottom line is the Kings are an improved team. They're going in the right direction, and they're giving the Edmonton Oilers, a team that was heavily favored to win the series, not in seven, believe me. They're giving them a run for their money. And all it takes now is a good game seven, and the Kings can win the series. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Let's move on. Let's go to Mitchell in Rockville, Maryland. Hi, Mitchell. Welcome to the show tonight. Are you there, Mitchell?
Yes.
Welcome, my friend. What's up?
I don't know, although your producer may have come back and told me, if you've had a correct guess, but I'll be honest, while I've been trying to rack my head, although I am a King supporter, to come up with a pertinent question or comment about their performance tonight or just in general, but I was just tempted to throw in my hat in your trivia.
Okay, fair enough, Mitchell. Let me give you the question, and I'll give you the choices.
Oh, yeah, no, I know it, and I have my guess ready.
Okay, what is the correct answer?
I believe it's Jacques Lemaire.
Jacques Lemaire is the correct answer. He played in 147 games with the Montreal Canadiens, and he coached his 100th playoff game when he was with the Minnesota Wild in 2003. So, Mitchell, congratulations. Stay on the line and give Jeff your address, and we'll get you a gift fit for royalty, a Popcornopolis gift basket. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic. And although I'm calling from rather far away, I'm not a fan of the hometown team, so to speak, here in the D.C. area, but I am very hopeful that the Kings can gut it out as they've done in their three victories so far in the series on Saturday night.
Yep. Well, thanks for the call. And, yeah, we're all hoping for the same thing. The Kings have made it a real interesting series here in round one. Mitchell, again, congratulations, and thanks for the call. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll get another question teed up. We'll look at the other series that resumed tonight and some of the highlights. Oilers win Game 6, 4-2. Game 7, Saturday night in Edmonton. We'll be right back.
Win your
share of over $2 million in prizes this May at SoCal's number one casino, Yumava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. From free play to cash to a brand new Maserati or Corvette, this is one month you don't want to miss. Earn entries into our weekly promos by using your Club Serrano card at your favorite slots and table games. Not yet a member? Sign up today and instantly start earning great perks. Plus, enjoy more than 6,500 of your favorite slots, exciting table games, and so much more. Details at Yumava.com. Must be 21 or over to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Oh, here's my key.
Wow, I see you got a new Toyota.
I did.
Looks great. I heard new vehicles are hard to come by.
Actually, my Toyota dealer made it super easy. I just told them what I wanted. They said they'd take care of it. Before I knew it, I got the call, and here I am.
That easy, huh?
Yep. So, you'll take good care of it?
Front row.
New vehicles are arriving daily at your Toyota dealer, like the Toyota Camry or the Camry Hybrid Electric with its incredible driving range. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Blue is honest. Blue is strong. Blue doesn't divide. Blue embraces. Blue doesn't give up. Blue is courageous. Blue is the color of the sky we're all reaching for. Blue Shield is opportunity. Blue Shield is choice. Blue Shield is tomorrow. Blue Shield is healthcare coverage that covers more people. Blue Shield of California. When it's time to choose, choose Blue Shield.
There aren't many faces people are excited to see first thing in the morning before they've even had their coffee. But the McDonald's drive-thru workers who take your order on the way to work have almost all of those faces.
Because nothing brings joy like McDonald's iced coffee. Now get any size for just 99 cents only on the app. Pair it with a glazed pull-apart donut today. Offer valid through January 1st, 2023 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time a day. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're listening to King's Talk right here on the King's iHeart Audio Network. Call in now with your questions and comments at 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20.
All right, Oilers win at 4-2, forcing a Game 7 Saturday night. Again, the start time to be determined. The Kings on the road have won two of their three on the road in this series, and they finished with a better road record than they did at home during the regular season. All right, three other series resumed earlier tonight. Darryl, tell us about them.
Well, in Boston tonight, the Bruins with their backs up against the wall, they come up with a big victory, defeat Carolina by a score of 5-2, forcing a Game 7 that will be played on Saturday. Each team has won their home games in the series. Marchand and Coyle, a goal and assist each for the Bruins. For Marchand, his fourth of the postseason, Coyle his second. Svechnikov had both goals for Carolina, goals 2 and 3. The final score in Boston, the Bruins 5, Hurricanes 2. Again, Game 7 in that series on Saturday in Carolina. Tampa Bay at home built a 2-0 lead against the Maple Leafs. They were trailing the series 3-2. The Maple Leafs battle back in this one. But in overtime, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning defeating the Maple Leafs to force a Game 7, 4-3, point the overtime winner, his second of the postseason. Cirelli had a goal, a shorthanded goal for the Lightning. For Toronto, Matthews, his fourth. Tavares with a pair of goals, second and third. The final score in Tampa in overtime is the Lightning 4, the Maple Leafs 3, Game 7 Saturday in Toronto. Minnesota in St. Louis, the Blues beat the Wild by a score of 5-1 to win that series 4-2. O'Reilly is fifth, Tarasenko his fifth, Dumba the lone goal for Minnesota, his first of the postseason. The Blues move on. They defeat Minnesota by a score of 5-1. And then last night, the Rangers, they defeated Pittsburgh 5-3 to force a Game 6 in that series. That'll be in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Florida beat Washington after trailing 3-0. They lead that series 3-2 with Game 6 in Washington tomorrow. And Calgary, they defeated the Dallas Stars 3-1 to take a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 in Dallas tomorrow night.
All right, back to the phones we go. John is next up, 877-KINGS-20. John was at the game, apparently. Hi, John. Welcome to the show tonight. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
talk to me. Talk to me.
Hey, absolutely. You know what? I feel pretty good about Game 7 coming up. I'm not going to lie. I kind of felt like Game 6 we were going to get a real pushback from the McDavids and the McDrysdales of the world. Kind of what we got. But I feel really good about this team going into game seven. They got, you know, again, house money, whatever you want to call it. Like, we're still, are we even supposed to be here right now?
Yeah. So, they've made it a heck of a series. It's been back and forth. And, you know, game sevens are fun. The littlest thing can be the big difference in the game.
Right, and the way this team plays on the road is amazing. Again, we went out and just ate up the whole Eastern Conference this year.
Yeah. Good point by you. And they've won two of the three that they've won in the series in Edmonton. So, yeah, they know what they're up against.
And shout out to Adrian Kempe for the coldest celebration in the history of all celebrations. That was incredible.
Adrian.
What do you guys think need to tweak? What would you guys think would need to be tweaked for Game 7? What would you guys see?
I think in Game 7, the Kings just have to go out there and not really change anything or tweak anything, just play the game that they know they've had success with, and that's Checkwell. Get off to a good start. They've done that in the first five games of the series. Tonight was probably the weakest start that they've had in all six games. They've checked well. They've kept the pace up. They've passed the puck clean. They play clean in the defensive zone. If they do that, they're going to give themselves a fair chance. The Oilers now, the pressure, again, is still upon them. They're expected to win the series, and the Kings have nothing to lose. But I didn't think the Kings necessarily played their best game tonight. The Oilers came in, they were the desperate team with their backs against the wall facing elimination. They outplayed the Kings in this one to force Game 7. So now the Kings have a chance to, rebound a little bit and, get the job done. It's execution. There's no magic now. You're not going to have a chance to practice or work on any type of new game plan. It's going out and executing the game plan that you've had in place the entire six games, and whichever team's able to execute their game plan to a T is going to come out and move on to the next series.
Dude, I love it, Darryl. Absolutely. Hey, and one last thing. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate everything you do. Shout out to everybody up in Section 310, the diehards, and go Kings, go!
All right, and before you go, John, do you want a chance to win some popcorn tonight?
Well, I will actually take that opportunity.
Okay, I figured you would. Here's our second question. This is our second question. We had a winner earlier. Who was the first European-born NHL captain to win a Stanley Cup championship? You ready for the Here are the names. You ready?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Zdeno Chara, Jaromir Jagr, Jari Kurri, Nick Lidstrom, or Alexander Ovechkin? The first European-born captain to win a Stanley Cup.
Oh, man. Jari Kurri?
Jari Kurri, he says with a bit of hesitancy. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, John. Good guess. Good guess. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 877-KINGS-20. And we've already had one winner of a prize fit for royalty, a Popcornopolis gift basket filled with five fantastic flavors of delicious popcorn, caramel corn, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and, of course, world-famous Zebra, all shipped right to your home. Remember, Popcornopolis uses time-tested recipes to craft the biggest American-grown kernels and real ingredients into the world's best gourmet popcorn. Be sure to visit them at popcornopolis.com for all of your snacking and gift-giving needs. A couple of the highlights in this game. Early on, the sellout crowd getting settled in. And this is what happened. Athanasiou moving up, playing with Lizat and Dustin Brown. Early on, no score. McDavid back out there. Feeds it on left wing, gets it back, moves in too deep, behind the net, the wraparound, and he scores! Connor McDavid with an early goal here in Game 6. I don't know if that wraparound hit a defender's stick or went in off quick. But a minute 40 into the game, McDavid and the Oilers are up 1-0. Yeah, McDavid, I think it went right under the pad of Quick, his third of the playoffs from Kane and CeCe at 1:40. The only goal in the first period. Kings had two power plays to tie it in the first and could not capitalize. Then early in the second period, this is what happened. Oilers the other way. Kane up the right wing with room in the zone to the net. A shot. Save is made. Evander Kane robbed on the rush up the right wing. Oilers with it again. Kulak with a drive. Tip and a score. Evander Kane got a touch on it. right at the top of the goal crease. Kane, who had a good chance earlier on the shift, gets the deflection, and the Oilers, who scored early in the game, get a goal early in the second period, and they are up 2-0. Six goals for Kane in the series. Kulak and Cece with the assist. Then the Kings on their third power play, midway through period number two, got on the board. 2-0 Edmonton, and off the draw. Kempe gets it out to Durzi. To Kopitar, left circle, up high to Durzi. To Kempe, right circle to Durzi. A shot, score! Sean Durzi from up high in the middle, set up by Adrian Kempe. And the Kings get a power play goal on their third power play chance tonight. They cut the Oilers lead in half. Edmonton 2, the Kings 1. And for Durzi, a rookie, his first career playoff goal. Kempe and Kopitar earning the assist at 13:59. So it was 2-1 at the end of two periods. Then, well, the theme was get a goal early in each period, and the Kings got one early to tie it up in the third. Outlet pass, Anderson to Moore up the right wing to the Edmonton line, moves in the middle, Moore then checked from behind by McDavid, a good defensive play. Deneau feeds it out to Anderson, right side to Roy with a shot to Brunstrom, who scores! Matt Roy moved down, looked like he was going to take a shot. It turned out to be a shot pass to Carl Grundstrom. And Grundstrom beat Mike Smith on the stick side 29 seconds into the third period. And the Kings have tied game six at 2-2. Grundstrom, his third from Roy and Anderson. Grundstrom had a two-goal game in this building in game number four, 3 points in that game as well. So it was 2-2. The game was moving on, and this turned out to be the game winner. Up the left wing into the zone. Hoppinasiu checked on the play. The other way, McDavid through center to the Kings line. Hands it off, right wing. Dreisaitl drops it in the middle. Berry a shot. He scores! Tyson Berry got the drop pass in the slot and beat Jonathan Quick on the stick side. And with 5:10 left in regulation, the Oilers have regained the lead. They are up 3-2. And for Barry, his first of the series, Dreisaitl and McDavid with the assist. Kings pulled the goaltender after and during. They had a power play late in the third to try and tie it up, and then the empty netter Kane at 14 minutes, at 19 minutes even, his second and seventh of the series from McDavid. Again, McDavid with a goal and two assists. He was on the ice for all four Edmonton goals. He's been on the ice for 18 of their 25 goals. You talk about, well, he's one of the finalists, no surprise, Darryl, again, for the MVP, an award he's won, I think, twice already. But with those type of numbers, you know, he's that good. He's that valuable, right?
And I think in tonight's game, he showed a lot of growth in his game with the way that he played that 200-foot game. His pursuit on the back check, coming back, tracking, filling the lanes, the extra ice time that he picked up. And I know he's played 24 minutes through the course of the year on a number of occasions, but they were demanding minutes tonight, and I thought he just really stepped his game up to lead his team to victory.
All right, let's get in a couple of more calls, see if we can get another winner. John from Ventura was at the game. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. Love the show. I was there at the game today in Section 115, and I got to tell you, it's been an incredible effort by our boys there. The Kings are doing so good. They've definitely made it further in these playoffs than I ever thought they could. I felt like tonight the pucks just weren't bouncing their way as much as they may have in game, five and four. But I thought that the effort was really good. They seemed a little out of sync in a couple moments. And then the only other comment that I would make is, and I agree with you 100% on the power play. I will say, though, I've been a fan since I remember when we had our best power play as Kings fans was when Dave Tippett was our coach for the power play and the penalty kill, and we were unstoppable on the power play. I certainly do miss those days. But I'm really impressed with this team. I love them. They look really good, and I'm looking forward to the future here.
Yeah, well, the future is bright, and as long as these young kids keep getting better, and you add a piece here and there, they should be a competitive team for a number of years. That was the game plan when they turned things over a couple of years ago. It's Sean, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Here's our second trivia question. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who was the first European-born NHL captain to win a Stanley Cup? I'm going to give you five names. Give me the right one. Zdeno Chara, Jaromir Jagr, Jari Kurri, Nick Lidstrom, or Alex Ovechkin?
I'm going to go with Zdeno Chara.
Zdeno Chara won the Stanley Cup with the Boston Bruins in 2011. He was not the first European-born captain. The correct answer, Nick Lidstrom, Detroit, in 2008.
Oh!
You missed it by 3 years. You missed it by 3 years.
Man. That's a killer.
Yep.
Oh,
thanks for the call. Have a safe ride home, and we'll hopefully see you in the second round. All right, we're going to say goodnight here from Crypto.com Arena. Start time for Game 7 in Southern California, 7 o'clock. Game 7, 7 o'clock, Saturday in Edmonton at Rogers Place. Our coverage, 6:30 with the pregame, right here on your home for the Kings all season long, the LA Kings iHeartRadio Audio Network. Thanks to Jeff Warner. Thanks to Jeff Cabot. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon, so long and good night. The series is even. Game 7 Saturday. Oilers win it here in L.A. The final, Edmonton 4, L.A. 2. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Kings Talk and the Postgame Show on the home of the L.A. Kings.
He scores!
Right here on the Kings iHeart Audio Network. Remember to join us for Kings Talk before and after every home game all season long. The Kings play here exclusively on the Kings iHeart Audio Network.